From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Warren, state workers could start being laid off as early as next week if the GOP-led legislature doesn't soon do away with collective bargaining rights for most state workers. Governor Scott Walker says he's taking a necessary approach to plugging a projected $3.6 billion budget deficit. Unionized workers remain entrenched in massive protests at the state capitol, and supporters in other states are staging similar demonstrations in solidarity. Kirk Sigler with member station KUNC is in Denver, where he says demonstrators are fired up about more than a GOP attack on union rights in Wisconsin.
The union leaders here in Colorado are standing in what they say is solidarity with the Wisconsin union workers who have been protesting. They say Wisconsin is not an isolated incident, and so they're out here, they say, to show support for union workers as what they see as a national anti-union movement that's starting to sweep the country.
KUNC's Kirk Sigler, that is, reporting. President Obama, meanwhile, is coming under more scrutiny over how he balances support for organized labor with renewed promises to back business owners. He was in Cleveland today, where NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama wanted to learn more about how the government can help companies grow.
President Obama calls this meeting a working session, not a photo op. He and several cabinet secretaries are hearing from more than 100 business owners in hopes their success will put more Americans back to work.
What would make it easier for you to grow? What would make it easier for you to create new jobs? How can America help you succeed so that you can help America succeed?
The White House says Cleveland is building a strong record of fostering entrepreneurship. The administration hopes to copy that in other parts of the country. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cleveland.
Aftershocks continue to rattle the New Zealand city of Christchurch after a powerful earthquake struck, devastating parts of downtown. At least 65 people are confirmed dead, and rescue efforts continue for possibly hundreds more buried in collapsed buildings. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is refusing to quit. On state television today, Gaddafi denounced the uprising to get him ousted and said he would keep fighting for his country or die a martyr. With the upheaval apparently growing in Libya, that's worrying investors about the effects troubles with Africa's largest oil producers could have on the global economy. Fidel Gate with Oppenheimer Holdings says the fears are spreading over higher oil prices.
If we have supply disruption out of OPEC, I think oil prices will go much higher than the current level.
And we're seeing it play out in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow is down nearly 170 points. Or 1.3% at 12,222, and NASDAQ was down 68 to 2766. This is NPR. Two Iranian naval ships have crossed the Suez Canal. First time in 30 years that Iran has sent military ships through the Suez. Shira Frankel has more from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials responded angrily to news that the Iranian vessels had crossed the Suez Canal, calling the act a provocation. Avigdor Lieberman, Israel's foreign minister, said that Iran was trying to provoke a response from Israel by capitalizing on growing instability in the region. He said that Iran was purposefully dispatching ships in a public manner in order to assert Iran's interests. Lieberman's spokesman, Yigal Palmore, added that the international community should respond firmly to the presence of the Iranian ships in the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, Israel's prime minister and defense minister denounced the ships as a power play by Iran. Israeli officials said they were in contact with American and Egyptian officials in the region and were monitoring the ships as they made their way to Syria for training exercises. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
Home Depot says net income rose more than 70% in the fourth quarter. Edgar Tragetz of Georgia Public Broadcasting has more.
The Atlanta-based company's per-share earnings of 36 cents topped analyst expectations, and the retailer posted its first yearly increase in revenue since 2006, before the recession hammered the home improvement industry. Home Depot's net income for the year rose 25% to more than $3.3 billion. On the strength of those numbers, the company is forecasting rosier earnings for this year. Home improvement retailers are seeing signs of life as the recession wanes and shoppers spend more. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
The Dow's down nearly 170 at 12,223. This is NPR.